Hello and welcome to this podcast from Control Risks. Since starting in November 2016, a wave of protests and strikes in the English-speaking northwest and southwest regions of Cameroon has escalated rapidly, with the emergence of armed secessionist groups demanding the independence of Anglophone Cameroon. Secessionist groups have conducted a growing number of attacks on security forces since the last quarter of 2017, prompting a military response in both regions. To discuss the drivers of insecurity in Anglophone Cameroon and the business implications of the threats there, I'm joined by senior analyst Vincent Rouget and special risks analyst Sébastien Beau. Vincent, if I could start with you first. A couple of years ago, you wouldn't really have listed this part of Cameroon among the hotspots of conflict in Africa. How did we get there, and how do you explain this degradation?
Yeah, I mean, it's true that the speed, you know, and the rapidity at which the situation has deteriorated in Anglophone Cameroon has really surprised many. Things started as a protest movement in 2016 with Anglophone populations in Cameroon, who make up about 15% of the population, denouncing their perceived marginalization at the hands of the Francophone government in Yaoundé. And quickly, that protest movement morphed into a full-scale insurgency. And we've seen, since November of last year, several rebel militias emerging, the most notorious being the Ambazonian Defense Forces, and carrying a growing number of attacks in the Anglophone part of Cameroon, the northwest and southwest region. The attacks have grown in frequency. They've also grown in seriousness. We've seen militants acquire new tactics, new modus operandi. Initially, it was very much ambushes and guerrilla tactics. More and more, we're seeing different tactics being adopted.
Okay, Sébastien, if I could turn to you now. You've written several times this year on the use of kidnapping as a tactic by Anglophone militias. Can you put that in a bit of context for us?
As Vincent suggested, this whole thing came about quite quickly, and the Anglophone militias adopted kidnap for ransom equally quickly as a tactic after the start of the armed portion of the resistance of the conflict. Obviously, kidnapping is a tactic common with insurgent groups the world over, and in this context, the Anglophone militias are using kidnap for ransom as a force multiplier tactic within the local conflict zone. Obviously, it's an ideal method for smaller, less well-equipped groups to have a more significant impact on the opposition while reducing the risk for themselves. Of course, kidnapping requires less manpower. It requires less direct confrontation with security forces, less open conflict. So it's a good way to achieve bigger gains with comparatively less risk to themselves for the militias. And of course, it's a method of forcing political and financial concessions that will then help them sustain their operations.
Okay, so Vincent, this has been running now for a couple of years. What's the control risk outlook for the region in the next few months? Could it get worse or even expand into other parts of Cameroon?
So I think there are limits to how much it can expand, and the limits being geography and demography. These are Anglophone parts of Cameroon, and this is a movement that's generated very little solidarity among the Francophone. So we don't really see the insurgency expand much towards the other regions of Cameroon, towards the capital, Yaoundé, or even towards Douala, the commercial hub. On the other hand, this is a movement that's been getting stronger and stronger, and we think that they will continue to ramp up their attacks in Anglophone Cameroonian regions in the coming months. The presidential election is approaching in October. There is also a symbolic date on the 1st of October with the declaration of independence of the Anglophone Cameroonian part, and those will probably act as a flashpoint for intensifying violence in the next few months. Prospects for dialogue between the government and Cameroon and the Cameroonian insurgents are still fairly bleak, and so we don't really expect a peaceful settlement to that conflict anytime soon. And for business, really, the main risk is that they will continue to be caught between a rock and a hard place. On the one hand, the government, who insists that things should continue as normal in Anglophone regions and that they should continue operations. On the other hand, secessionist insurgents who clearly sanction, target anyone who continues business as usual in the regions under their influence. The main threat for businesses heading forward is really that the insurgents could expand toward the main oil and gas regions around the town of Limbe, and that they could start also targeting the main road linking Limbe in Anglophone Cameroon to Douala, which is really the commercial artery of that region. And that would have a much more direct impact on companies.
So, Sebastian, how does this generalized security threat that businesses face transmit to the kidnap threat? Is there a specific threat of kidnapping for multinational organizations in Cameroon?
I'd say yes. So far, the militias have mostly restricted their kidnapping operations to targeting local government officials, members of the security forces, and people very much in the local context. However, we did see this year two incidents involving foreigners, attributed but not definitively claimed by the militias. The first was the kidnap of two Tunisian engineers working on a road project, and the second was the detention of a tourist bus carrying Swiss and Italian tourists near Mount Cameroon. The militias have threatened multinationals they perceive as financing the government through investment, for instance, and targeting those employees, the employees of those multinationals, would be a way for militias to disrupt part of the national economy using the tactic of kidnap for ransom. This would put pressure on the government to deliver political concessions and financial concessions, and therefore we do see more kidnap attempts in the future targeting employees of multinationals, whether they be foreign employees or local nationals.
Okay, Vincent Rouget and Sebastian Beau, thank you both very much, and thank you for listening to this podcast from Control Risks. Bye for now.